Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord cares about us all. He loves us. We're His dear children. Those who believed on Jesus Christ, those that take Him at His word, we're dear children to Him. And He loves us. His love runs so deep. Now, today is August the 23rd, 2021. It's a Monday. Thank God for that. But anyway, the Lord loves us, and His love runs so deep. When people share the heart of God, they want to do what's right. And when there is people allow worldly limitations, it causes a lot of problems that people don't see. The Lord has to return. Now, I asked the Lord. The Lord told me that He told me a word that many people don't seem to believe, but His people believe it. He said, "Tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left." Now, this was November, the weekend before, Saturday before Thanksgiving, and 2017. And I was afraid I wouldn't have time to do it. I said, I knew I had to tell His people, but when the Lord gave me that word, an urgency came with it. And to be honest with you, I didn't expect to see 2018. I was very surprised to see 2019. I was even more surprised to see 2020. And sometime in 2019, I asked the Lord about His delay. I said, "Lord, You told me to tell Your people that Your return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left." And I hadn't heard language like that since the 80s, because preachers used to preach that way all the time. But this time it was coming from the Lord, which it was coming from the Lord in those days too, because there was an awareness to be ready. And that's a healthy thing. And I said, "But here it is, years after You told me that. I know, God, His timing and our timing is different. To God, 1,000 years is like one day. But He's dealing with man. Our days are 24-hour segments of time. And that's a long day to us. And a short day when you have a lot to do." But I thought about how the time it takes for the word to sink in, register, and then it becomes faith. So I looked at it that way. But the Lord told me something else also. Now, judging from the amount of revelation that has gone forth and what the people actually applied versus the wave of people that's doing wrong, causing people to fall. I'm trying to remember, I'm trying to say it just like what I saw as He told me these things. He has to evaluate the amount of revelation that's gone forth and the way people are receiving it and what they're doing with it. If He begins to lose people, it's wiser to come at a moment. If people start repenting and walking in the word, remember now, it only took 10 righteous men for God to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. But He only rescued Lot, and He destroyed Sodom, Gomorrah, and a few cities around it. And He was about to get Zoar, but Lot interceded for that one, and it was spared. Now, when it only takes a few righteous people for God to wait to slow down the judgment process. But with that, people have to be active and utilize the time that they have, because the world is pulling people away if they're not growing strong enough to resist it. And the Lord also told me that people that don't have the word in their heart, they're not going to make it. The things that they're going to see and experience, it'll be without the word of God, they'll fold. And it doesn't have to be this way. If people would follow God and do his word, they would become sincere. They will grow from glory to glory. They'll drive the world back down. And it's also dangerous to allow the world to fortify itself against God. When you see this happening, you have to fight it back God's way. You have to first live in the light. Drive out all your darkness, because you cannot win against Satan if you think like him, if you process like him, if you share his appetites. Well, preacher, how am I going to do that? By rebuking it. Everything of Satan, drive it out of your heart. Drive it out of your mind. Drive it out of your body. Now, I do it the easy way. This has helped me so much. I said, I will do all that's in God's heart. I'm trying to do all that's in God's heart. Everything he give me to do, that's my objective. That's what I'm going to do. That's what the military would call my MO. I forgot the technical name of it. I'm going to do what God say, how he said, when he said. And then everything that I want to do personally, it'll be adjusted to fit what God wants to do. You know, all of my hopes and dreams. And if it can serve God, fine. I love music. I have put aside music to do mechanic work. You know, I was in a band before, but I wanted a career that I can make money with. And then when I got more established, I was going to go back and do music. And I have songs that God gave me. I desire to do something with it, but this is more important. And when I can, I'll get to it. My mechanic abilities, it was very important for me to have my business, because my business assist me in my ministry, because I preach such an unpopular word that many people are not going to fund it. So, and then, you know, the Lord knows what he's, you know, I look at, I don't say that lightly, I look at what he did from the beginning in the 80s when he's told me my business was part of my ministry. And everybody's ministry is unique and different. If you follow God, yours will be too. And then you'll be prepared to do his will. On the outside of organizations, that's not going God's way. Organizations get organized, but people don't always drive out Satan. And Satan uses their weaknesses, hurts, and fears to quell what God is doing in their lives. But you got to become free. If you're going to be effective now, you got to drive out the darkness of this world. All of it. The word of God is going to help you do it. In other words, if you fill your heart with God's word instead of television, especially news, fake news, and unsanctioned music, and it's unsanctioned because I'm talking about satanic music, things that don't help, things that's trifling, you fill your heart with that, it causes you to be trifling. But when you have to drive it out and live a pure life, then you're qualified. God can for God to anoint you, and he'll give you what to do to drive back the world. Your message, if more pastors did this, their message would drive back darkness. Now, I'm not throwing things against pastors. You just cannot... You have to drive out darkness, and you can't share the things of darkness and win against Satan. It's just not going to happen. You have to drive it out. See, James said, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. In that order, Jesus said, was showing us the same illustration in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. But then he told his disciples, don't rejoice because you have power over devils, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Which means to us, you have to be God-like if you're going to be effective enough to drive Satan back. Now, 10 righteous men will do this. 10 righteous men will do this against Sodom and Gomorrah. Not 10 half-hearted men, 10 righteous men. So, in order for the church to drive back the works of darkness and be effective, see, God will quickly be involved, but you can't involve God if you think like the devil. And people have compromised so bad that when God told me that back in 2017, tell my people my return is imminent and be ready that they be not left. So this is with the information that he gave me later. I can see like he see. If we're not faithful with the revelation that he's continually giving us and we're letting it slip away, we're not going to be prepared as the world fortifies itself against the church. And then when people become leaven, they become people that God can't rapture. They become, if they die, they become people that he can't allow in heaven. A little leaven leavens the lump. And I see it so many ways. People look the other way against sin, and sin is leavening the people. They're not saying nothing about it. Not that you have to, not to make people sin conscious, but the problem is they're not illustrating how sin will kill you and cause you to hate God. They're focused on the crowd, the fame, and the fortune. And they don't want to shut it down. The ministry has become a business. It becomes something God can't sanction anymore. It doesn't matter who it is, and it's not personal. Every minister I know of, I desire that they fulfill God's word. But when it's obvious that they're not, I'm not jealous of them. I don't want them to fail. I want them to succeed. I want them to succeed to God's specifications. But when I see them falling away, doing man's specifications, man's version of what's right, man's pride, I'm looking at the loss. I don't want them lost. God don't want them lost either. But God is not going to do this song and dance again. Daniel said in chapter 11 that there will be an end to sin. See, people don't understand how bad. Look at what God did to destroy sin. He created a fire pit, hell. And hell is a spirit. And it's alive. It's not just a pit. It's alive. Everything that goes in it belongs to hell. A fire pit. An eternal prison. And it can't get out. Why would God make such a place? Why would he do that? My relationship with the Lord, I've noticed that he always does the best choice to get the job done. When he gave us a Savior, he became a man and died for us and rose again and justified us. Living, he loved us. Dying, he saved us. I love that song. True. It's true. Beautiful love story. God loves us so much. And he did this for us because he cares about us. Sincerely. He has to bring us up to his standards of love and life. We have to choose to go there of our own free will. And it's expected for us to reject the darkness that got us in trouble in the first place. Now, just think about it logically for a minute. God had a tree, told man not to touch it or else he'll die. Why would he do that? God can't, he did this because there was a problem that did exist. And we needed practice to learn to reject things that's good and live a life of obedience. God don't make sin. Man didn't know what sin was. He saw evidence of aftermath of destruction. So Adam had a reference for death because he understood what death is. So that's evident that something's wrong. All right, so it's just like if you're married and you have a happy marriage, you have a wife, and then your friend comes along and his wife is beautiful too. Well, guess what? She's not for you. Just like Adam had to reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you got to reject your best friend's wife. Well, I'm not supposed to be after my best friend's wife. You're absolutely right. Or any other woman, if you're married. If you're going to do it God's way, the first thing God did, he gave, was one man, one woman. You can't get better than that. People try to invent other situations, and they always cause problems. Now, you can't show me a time in the Bible where people had more than one wife and it worked out well. They had problems. They had all kind of problems because they had another wife in the house. They had two or three or a dozen of them or whatever. They always had problems. There's no scripture nowhere where they had more than one wife and they all got along. And it made me feel sorry for them. But those that had one wife, they had a they were better off. One wife. One man, one woman. Rejecting the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was something that we will have to do forever. And God made the tree to show us not to get off track. There's no reason to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You got all kind of trees to eat from. That's like a millionaire struggling trying to resist a penny. He got millions of dollars, but he got to get that last penny over there that somebody else dropped on the ground. That's crazy. That's satanic. You got a good wife, a good happy family, but you got to go mess with this other woman or anything. Something that you don't supposed to have. You have to get that one too. That's not God. That's sin. That's what Satan did. That's what caused the fall. So God created hell to destroy sin. And he made man in his image. And we love him. He loves us. The things of darkness does things to you. Once you receive that a portion, a small amount, a microscopic amount of the satanic leaven, it just gets worse. It gets worse. We used to live longer. Mankind used to live a lot longer. We live 10% on average of what Adam lived. Adam lived to be 930 years. We die between 70 and 120 years old. The median is 95. And most people don't make it that far. Now, sowing and reaping has a lot to do with it. The way the food we eat has a lot to do with it. And the weight and stress. But you're still going to die between 70 on average and 120. Now, why would God have to cut our time back? Because it's been proven that if man lived to be 900 years old or even 200 years old, then they would have been over leavened, and God would have had to destroy the earth prematurely. But God select, he scaled it back enough so that we can make 6 days, six of his days, or finish 6 days. And it worked because we hadn't blew the world up yet. Could you imagine somebody like Hitler and evil men of Stalin and Mussolini living 200 or 300 years? A man can't do but so much sin in 70 years. So, and in a generation, we still have the aftermath of what they did years ago. Not only that, we have the aftermath of what the Romans did. And before that, what the rogue Jews did that tried to kill Jesus. See, they didn't just die out. They hated Jesus all throughout the book of Acts. They were trying to shut the church down. So they went from being a religious order to a satanic religious order. And the world hates them because they were made, they were people of covenant. But they became satanic in their thoughts. Now the church, the modern church, teaching the newfangled gospel, including things like homosexuality, promiscuity, fornication. You know, a friend of mine told me about the Baptist convention. A lot of pastors go there with their secretary and buy prostitutes, and it's just crazy. And they're pastors. The Baptist convention. It's true. He's not the only one who told me that. Several people have told me what they know. See, God is looking at how much revelation he's given and what we've done with it. Before he allowed the world to consume people, he can see through time and where things are going. He taught me this. At the most strategic moment, he's going to return. So I preach every day during the week and on the radio, and others do the same thing. There are many that did not bow their knee to Baal. Basically, what the pastors that compromised did was bow their knee to Baal. Now, and I don't do that. But there are people that hear, and there are people that take these messages and they live the life. See, that's got to be done first. Now God will give you the wisdom of how to shut down the world. You don't make them do anything. You can vote evil politicians out, but they get leavened too. So you got to live. There's no substitute for living the life of God and preaching his word. We bear fruit. And then people that God want to save, the people that can be saved, they'll see that light and they'll get saved. But if there's nobody to get, if all the preachers get leavened, then they don't have a snowball's chance. But God, Jesus prayed for those who hear him, his disciples, and those that hear them. So there's a covenant in that. The Lord is actively raising up people, and we need to pray that God send laborers to people that he know we're here. I pray that all the time. I don't just say I'll do all this in God's heart. I also say everything that's like Satan's got to go. I don't want anything from him. I don't want his entertainment. I don't want his appetites. I started shutting that down. Now, for years, I felt like I had gotten rid of it. But in case there's something in my blind spot, if God tell you to do something and you struggle with it, then there's something in your blind spot saying no to God for whatever reason. So a lot of times, I was telling my wife this morning, I got a lot of friends, and many of them are Christians. If I share something that God is saying, and it, I mean, it's like hot off the press, they don't call you back, and they avoid you. Why? Because people that have allowed darkness, they like the darkness. I have to look at it from my side. I don't know what it is exactly. I'm not trying to accuse anybody, but that's what happens. Something with me, and sometimes I don't know if it's Cain jealousy. Men are very competitive. But this is not a competition. What you learn from God, I need. What I learn from God, you need. That's a healthy relationship. It's not about who looks better. This is for our life. And sometimes they, you know, he can get a word from God. I can't do that. I feel bad. I don't know if that's the case or not. I hope not. Because that's crazy. That's really crazy. We need everything we can learn from God. Now, the amount of revelation that God has given versus what we've done with it. See, God is not just, he's not just going to say, well, I'm coming on February the 15th. No. He does things in wisdom. I learned that from being around him, talking to him, and learning. I watch. I monitor God. I monitor what he give me and how he thinks and the messages, everything. And I asked him, but that's what he showed me. The revelation he's given forth and what the church have done with it and the hardness of their heart, it's gonna move the scale back and forth till he come and move his people out of harm. He's not moving us out of the path of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is under the foot of the living church, believing believers. He's coming back to move us out of his way so he can judge this evil. God is angry with the sinners every day. He wants to save them. But when it gets to a point that the church reaches its limit and won't budge, he's going to move out those that are willing, that are praying, just like he sent Ezekiel to, he showed Ezekiel an angel. He said, go mark everybody praying out, crying out for the sins, and kill the rest of them. He told the other angel, go kill everybody that don't have a mark. And then Ezekiel started pleading. God wouldn't hear him. He told me recently that lukewarm people won't budge. They won't come back. They won't. He loved them. They were his people, but they got leavened into the world. And now he done spit them out because they won't budge. Just like Eli's sons. They wouldn't repent because God was going to kill them. See, you got to pay. If you cause people to stumble, you're in trouble. But if you live according to God's word, you know, I've been in this warfare for a long time. Ministry is warfare. Ministry itself is warfare. And you got to fight the good fight. You don't neglect to fight and still preach. You fight till you win and live in victory and preach the word in season and out of season until Jesus come and part the skies and take us out. But he's not moving us out of the way of the Antichrist. He's moving us out of his way. Now, the scripture that God gave me was Jeremiah 10. I suggest that you study it slowly. When I read it, he said, I'm honoring this prayer. This is what I'm doing now. I'm honoring what Jeremiah prayed. At the end of that verse, Jeremiah, he prayed the last three or four verses. Now, and I was listening to Henry Groover yesterday about his 6 hours in heaven. The Lord told him the same thing. I said, wow. Now, he said it way before I got it. I just started listening to Henry Groover in 2017. But he said this even many more years before God ever taught me that. The Lord taught me this. And then I heard what Henry Groover, I don't know how old that YouTube video is, but that was many years ago. And he said the same thing. When the church, when they get to where they're not utilizing the revelation that God has given, they're not walking in the light like they're supposed to, and the world is consuming, God's not going to let the world get to all of his people and leaven them. He's going to get what's his. And everything that fooled around, played with the world, lived a life he couldn't sanction, they're the foolish version. They're going to be left and tormented because God's going to raise up strong delusion so that they'll believe a lie. They didn't drive out the devil. They let themselves get leavened. They became dark. See, the things of Satan, it's after something in you. Your love and devotion for God. If you notice, when people get leavened, they start doing sneaky stuff. they start fooling around, fornicating, desiring power over people. They stop walking in love. They stop. They lose their appetite for the things of God, even though they have reputation. If you study what Jesus said about the Laodicean church, you have to read it slow and compare it. The Lord will show you who were the people like the Laodiceans. If you study Jeremiah chapter 42, they asked Jeremiah to pray, but their hearts had dissimulated before they asked him. The Lord waited 10 days. Why would the Lord wait 10 days for people that's sincere and want to know him? When the Lord act like that, he sees something wrong. If he's speaking to you in parables, you need to get saved, because he speak to his people straightforward. He speak to those without with parables. He waited almost 2 weeks before he sent Jeremiah back with a message. And then they voiced exactly, they did the opposite of what Jeremiah said, even though they said they'd obey him. And then they took Jeremiah to Egypt against his will. This is what lukewarm people do. They're unclean. There's something rotten about Christians that have gone lukewarm. And God can't, he's not going to put up with it. But those that love God, you have to study this for yourself and ask him questions like I did. King Saul was the perfect representation of a lukewarm man. He wouldn't budge. They won't repent. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not, and his return is imminent. Be ready that you be not left. Not saying you, but that's just what the Lord told me. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in